Hello. So, the continuous corn yield penalty. What is it and why do we care? Good question. So, the continuous corn yield penalty is the yield reduction that we get when we grow corn after corn compared to we rotate that corn with soybean. So, if we check out this picture in the background here, this is actually from our Central Illinois location. And this is showing you one of the primary factors that's causing the continuous corn yield penalty, which is here, residue accumulation. So looking at this, this is in season, some early season, and we still have all of this residue from last year's corn crop still there. So not only is this residue impeding emergence and reducing early season vigor, but also it's interacting with our nutrient availability as well. So tying up nutrition and then holding on to any nutrition in that residue as well. So we're looking at managing the residue in the fall as one of our ways to manage the continuous corn yield penalty. So continuous corn yield penalty, what exactly does that look like? Here we have 13th year continuous corn on the left, and then we have first year corn in a corn soybean rotation on the right. And so, again, this is in Central Illinois. So looking at this, just starting at the soil surface, we have all this residue accumulated. We have some plants that were left behind. And then working up the plant, we have firing and yellowing of the leaves. And then on the same day, the same hybrid planted at the same exact time, but rotated with soybean, we have virtually no residue on the soil surface, and we have green, happy, healthy plants. So that's visually what the continuous corn yield penalty looks like, and it definitely translates into yield, as I'll get into. Okay, so we're trying to manage it or reduce that yield reduction, and so one of the methods we're looking at is fall applications, so one being a mechanical application. And so here, this is one of the treatments that we're investigating. So this is showing you the standard stock roller up at the top, and so this is just... it's just pulling the stalk through. It is not designed to size residue whatsoever, okay? And then at the bottom, it's showing you with the size residue. We use a Commer BT chopper, and that is a stalk roll, which is actually designed to size the residue. And so if you look at this, basically what it's doing, it is sizing it 1¼ inches, and it's busting it open, exposing that inner pit, and allowing microbes and oxygen and moisture to get in there to hopefully enhance degradation, so that way it's at a much more tolerable level for next year's crop for emergence in early season, and then hopefully releasing nutrients when we need it next year. So what did this look like in season? So this was the fall, and then in season, around the R3 growth stage, here you're looking at corn on corn with that standard harvest method. And then over here, this is when we size the residue. And so basically what you're looking at is virtually a lot less residue still there. So we want to manage it in place. We still want to have that soil health benefits of the residue, but we want to be able to get it to a manageable level. So by this point, it basically looks very similar to that of when you rotate it with soybean. Okay, so continuous corn yield penalty looked like this. How did that translate into yield? The continuous corn yield penalty in 2016 at our Central Illinois site was 0.8 megagrams per hectare, and we were able to reduce that continuous corn yield penalty down to 0.3 megagrams per hectare. And so that's basically around a 60% reduction in the yield penalty, and yes, it still exists. So there are other methods that we're also investigating as well, some other fall applications, and then also in-season management, agronomic management as well. So if you make it to the poster, you can check those out also. Thank you.